from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Matt Horner and Kate Constable. And we have an MLB odds boost for all of you today, a quadfecta odds boost, because this is on four teams, all four of these teams to win. This is the Mets, Dodgers, Brewers, and Royals all to win, boosted to plus 850 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
I mean, a bunch of favorites. I mean, a bunch of favorites that I actually think are going to win tonight. Like, every once in a while, there's a favorite that you're like, maybe mispriced. I like the dog in this one. Dodgers over the Rockies. They beat them yesterday. I mean, the Rockies are just trash. 14 wins at home this season, so nothing crazy there. The Mets, what happened to the Mets? Six straight wins?
It's grimace.
Yep, it's grimaced throughout the first pitch. Also, Jorge Lopez, since he melted down, threw his glove in the stands. They've won a bunch of games.
Okay, so good for the Mets. Meanwhile, Rangers have dropped their last four. So again, like the Mets to continue that tonight. The Royals, they've beaten the A's in all three meetings so far this season. Why can't that continue tonight? And then the Brewers going up against the Angels. Angels won yesterday. But I think pitching matchup today, Tobias Myers on the mound for the Brewers, going against Griffin Canning. I kind of like the Brewers in this one too, as we always say, just a little sprinkle on, some value here. So yeah, Matt, why not?
Yeah. Four favorites, all to win. What could go wrong? Right. You never know. So, I think a little bit of a sprinkle should be good. Now I'll give you guys some statistics here of why I think that, these teams could win. So diving into the matchups, we got the Mets. They're taking on Lorenzen, who's the right-handed pitcher for the Texas Rangers. The Mets have a 108 WRC plus as an offense versus righties, which is a top 10 in the league. Lorenzen, prime regression candidate, 2.86 ERA, 4.65 expected ERA. So there's a reason for you to back the Mets. Dodgers, number one offense in baseball against left-handed pitchers, 129 WRC plus. Taking on Austin Gomber, we all know Gomber stinks, 4.84 expected ERA. He's not very good. There's a reason to back the Dodgers. Brewers, 114 WRC plus versus righties, another top 10 in the league. Griffin Canning, I've talked about him before. He sucks, 5.0 expected ERA, 4.99 expected FIP. He's terrible. Royals, 103 WRC plus. They're around middle of the league or so, taking on left-handers like Hogan Harris, but another prime regression candidate, 2.49 ERA, 4.59 expected ERA. So there's your statistical reasons to back these four teams. Will they all win in a row? We don't know. That's asking a lot. So maybe just a little sprinkle, but you know, maybe it's worth it.
Yes, we shall see. Plus 850 at Caesars for all four of these teams to win. Get in on that and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com, get your free 3-day trial today, and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_@KateConstable and @LucieLBurge. Favorite bets today, I'm sticking with baseball. Another basketball is over. Baseball, Rafael Devers to hit a home run. This is +400 at BetMGM. It is my long shot in our BetQL.com long shots article for today. Devers hit a home run yesterday, and he has 14 total home runs this season, 3 in his last 11 games. And against Chris Bassitt, he is batting .333 with 2 home runs in his career against him. So that I like very much for him to hit a home run because he has done it before, multiple times before. I think he can do it again here tonight.
Love it, Lucy. I'm also going to say in baseball, I'm going to take the Phillies on the money line, -160. So you're paying a big price. Maybe even look towards the run line. They're playing the Padres again tonight, and the Phillies yesterday against the Padres, 9-2 beat them. Schwarber had 2 homers, 18 hits for the Phillies altogether in yesterday's game. So their offense has been great. Phillies also have, a top 10 bullpen. So I like them today against the Padres. Also, when the Phillies are favored, they're 40-17 on the money line when they're favored. So pretty good return there. So whether you want to take a money line, run line, I think either is just fine. I think Phillies are going to roll again tonight.
That's awesome.
There you go. I'm going to head to the Tigers and the Braves game. We're going to take the under 9 here, which you can get at MGM -115. Take a look at the pitching matchup. I think this total is inflated because of Spencer Schwellenbach with his very large 6 foot. I love his name. Schwellenbach. Yes, with his very large 6.32 ERA he has. But again, looking at the advanced numbers, you always got to check them. He has a 3.87 expected ERA, so far lower, and a 4.49 expected FIP. He's been extremely unlucky. He has a 57.3% strand rate, the guys on bases. 72% is the league average, so he's been allowing way more runs than you would expect him to. 292 BABIP as well. So he's due for a lot of good luck headed his way. Let's just say that. Detroit, they're 19th against right-handers with a 94 WRC+. So they're not very good as an offense. And I think Schwellenbach will be a lot better than people might expect him to be with that ERA. Casey Mize on the other side, 4.43 ERA, 4.29 xERA. It's pretty much the same there, but he's been a little unlucky as well. 68.5% strand rate and incredibly high 3.23 BABIP. I like him because he limits home runs, 0.83 home runs through 9. He's got good command, 2.63 walks per 9. And Atlanta's offense, not nearly as good as a lot of people give him credit for. They're 13th in the league with a 100 WRC+ versus righties, which is pretty much average. So I think this total at 9 is just a little high. So give me the under 9 at -115 at MGM.
Love that. It is a baseball bonanza show today, yeah, which is really, really fun. Love this. Middle of summer coming up upon us. Get in on the Sauce Boost +850 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.